A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yud Gimel, Baba Metzia 113a. Pagination is 225. Starting from the Mishnah, about a quarter of the way down on the page. Hamalva es chaveru, a person who lent money to his friend. He obviously wants to get repaid. It was a loan. It wasn't intended as tzedakah. Lo yimashkenenu ela bevezdin. If he wants collateral, he wants an item that he could hold on to, called a mashkon, he can only do that working through Bezdin. In other words, if at the time of the loan they agreed, they could agree. He can leave like a pawn shop. He can leave an item there in lieu of payment, however they want to handle it. But if at the time of the loan they did not do so, the only way he can get this item of collateral, which has limitations as we'll discuss, but the only way to do that is through Bezdin. V'lo yikonis leveso lito mashkono, and even Bezdin doesn't burst into his house and take collateral at their will. Shenema b'chutz tamod, you have to stand outside, and there are specific guidelines to maintain the person's dignity, for lack of a better word, but his autonomy. You're not allowed to just step in. There is, at a certain point, a concept called collections. And at that point, indeed, Bezdin takes the person's assets if he doesn't pay up the loan. It's described in Choshen Mishpat Sadi Zayin Se'if Chof Gimel, Misadrin Leval Chov. There are things that we take away, things that we leave him so that he can continue his livelihood. We're not looking to put him out of commission, but it does have to be paid up. And as the Mechaber mentions in the same Simen, Se'if Hey, Ein Merachamim Bedin, we don't have a right to be lenient and merciful in the judgment. The judgment is that the person has to be paid. We find that David HaMelech used to take money of his own and help out the poor litigant. But that's not something that Bezdin, as a Bezdin, is able to do. We will see, and that's the subject of this Mishnah, that even though Ein Merachamim Bedin, we have to come up with the proper ruling financially, but there still are many acts of mercy, of protection for the person, as we will discuss. The first among them of the Mishnah mentioning is that you have to stand outside and you can't be intrusive. Hayu lo shnei kelim, if the person has two items that service him, notel echod maniach echod, you switch off which item you're taking so that he can continue doing whatever he needs to do. Machzir es hakar b'layla, you give him his pillow at night so he can sleep. Vesach hamachareisha b'yom, and his plowing implement during the day so that he could work. Now, all of this exchanging is described in the Pasuk. It's in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisetze. And one may wonder, if I keep switching the mashkon, so what am I accomplishing? He's able to carry on life as usual, except that he keeps having to come over to me to inconvenience me and inconvenience him. But is there any fundamental benefit over here? This question is indeed asked by the Mechaber, Simen Sadi Zayin Se'if Tes Zayin, Ma Moil Lo Hamashkon. What does the mashkon accomplish? And the mashkon actually accomplishes a number of things, but among them, Kidei Shelo Yashmet HaChov B'Shevius, one thing is that the chov does not get annulled through Shemitah. That's the topic of Prizbul that we discuss. V'lo yasa metaltelin etzel bonov, and also that it's not considered movable objects were he to die and the debt is still outstanding to collect from the inheritors becomes more difficult. But like this, you have a mashkon. On a simple level, there's a psychology here that the person owes you the money. And that interaction is ongoing. The Mefarshim say that the idea of returning the item when he needs it, this unique level of chesed, in the words of the Bechor Shar, Lo sidchakenu yoser midai. You're pressing to get your collection, but don't push too much. You go lefnim mishuras hadin, beyond the letter of the law. I understand it's your money, and you could hear a person saying, it's my money, just give it to me, I'll do whatever it takes. You're right, but chill. And that balance is being described here with the sensitivity of the mitzvah. Indeed, he's entitled to his money, and Beis Din doesn't have a right to preach benevolence that he shouldn't get his money back. On the other hand, there's a way to go about getting your money back. It reminds me of a statement that the Chafetz Chaim makes in Ahavas Chesed. He says that a person who loans money has the right to get the money back in its entirety in one lump sum. He gives $1,000, he's entitled to $1,000 back in one lump sum. But if the person requests a payment plan, please allow me to give you $50 a week. So it's an inconvenience to me. $50 a week? I myself am at risk of spending it. I'll never have this chum chashuv, this notable sum of $1,000 if you do that to me. I have to have my own self-discipline. I have to deal with record keeping. I have to deal with deposits of additional checks. The Chafetz Chaim writes that while you're not obligated to do it, it's a chesed to allow the person to do a payment plan because it'll make it easier for him to pay you what's coming to you, and that inconvenience is a big chesed. You're doing him a notable good by allowing him to do that. The Mishnah continues, V'imeis eino machzer liyarshav. This unique back and forth only applies to the owner himself who borrowed the money and not to his inheritors. The original person is protected by the word lo, and the children are not. The pasuk says, Hashev teshivem lo, velo liyarshin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lomar afla atzma in a machzer ela ad shloshim yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that even the person himself, once you have the collateral, this only goes on for 30 days. Mishloshim yom lahalon mochram bevezdin. Once 30 days have elapsed, through Bezdin, you can sell it and get your money. In halacha, this is brought regarding a mashkon that the person does not need for his living purposes. But if it was an essential item, which in an evaluation would be protected, so then you can't sell it, and then it would fall through what's described in Sif Chaf Gimel as the assessment of the person's assets in order to pay up, that he's entitled to keep certain things for himself and his family, for his livelihood, and other things indeed are used in order to pay up the loan. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.